Today we're going to learn Megillah Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. We left off in Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. So we're going to talk about different Kriyos HaTorah that we do at different times of the year. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalias B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Korim B'Parsha Shkalim. So we have to read Parsha Shkalim. It's one of what we call the Dalid Parshios. Chalios B'Tocha Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh is the middle of the week, Maktimin L'Sha'avar. Then we read Parsha Shkalim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. And we stop the reading of the four parshios for 1 week after we read Parsha Shkalim, meaning the following week we don't read anything. Then B'Shniyah, the second week, we read Zachar. We read Parsha Zachar. B'Shlishis, Paraduma. Third week, Parsha's Para. B'Revias, then the fourth week, HaChodesh is Elechem, the Parsha's HaChodesh. B'Chamishis, Chazon L'Ksidron. But once we're on the fifth Shabbos, we just go back to the regular Maftirs and Haftaras. No special ones anymore. Lakol Mafsikin. Now, for all the different Yom Tovim, we stop our regular cycle of Shabbos laning. Barashay Chadashim, B'Chanukah, B'Purim, B'Tainios, B'Mamados, B'Yom HaKippurim. And we do that on Rosh Chodesh. We stop the regular reading on Rosh Chodesh for the sake of Rosh Chodesh Kriyas HaTorah, for Chanukah Kriyas HaTorah, for Purim Kriyas HaTorah, for Fast Day Kriyas HaTorah, for the Ma'amados, which we already explained many times, is the reference to the Yisraelim who would gather together in Davin and represent Klal Yisrael in order for the Karbanos to be accepted, or B'Yom HaKippurim and on Yom Kippur as well. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah which also says that the beginning of Adar is a good time to collect the Machzah Shekel, and the Gemara is going to discuss what makes it such a good time to collect the Machzah Shekel. So Tananasam, Ba'Adar Mashmin al Ashkalim, on the first day of Adar, Beis Din announces to everybody that they got to bring the Machzah Shekel in. Ve'al HaKlayim, Beis Din also announces to everybody that if they have Klayim planted in their fields, they should get rid of it. Klayim, important concept, is when two things grow together that are not allowed to grow together. You have two different species, two different minim growing together. Kilei HaKerem, for instance, is when you have grain growing right near grapes. That's a big no-no. So you have to pull up all the klayim that might be growing in the fields. So says Mar Bishlam al klayim. I understand why it's an appropriate time to talk about klayim d'zman zriyahi, because that's the time that everyone's going to be planting. Elal ashkalim, but minalan, why would we announce about shkalim Rosh Chodesh Adar? Some Rav Tavi Yam Rav Yoshi Adam Akra, because the pasuk says, Zos olas chodesh b'chad cho. Amra Torah, Chadesh Vavei Karban Mitrum Chadasha, that when the new month comes, we're supposed to bring from Karbanos from the new money. So we need to collect that money during Chodesh Adar, because once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes around, all the Karbanos are going to have to come from that new money. V'kivan de benisan baya kruvim mitrum chadasha, kadmin v'karinan v'achad v'adar, kiyechid delayis v'shkalam l'mikdash, since we're going to be starting to read, since we're going to be starting to bring karbanos from the new money on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so we need to be ready to have all that money there already from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Okay, says the Gemara. So we know that we're mashmin al ashkalim by Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, how do we know that? Come on. Who do we assume that we give 30 days in advance to be mashmir and al shkalim? Who are we assuming like? So delok Rav Shimon Gamliel. It must be that we're going against Rav Shimon Gamliel. Do you Rav Shimon Gamliel? Because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, ha'amar shtei shavasos. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you have to only prepare for something for 2 weeks in advance, not for a month in advance. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, sholim bilchsa pesach adam pesach shloshim yom, that in order to prepare for Pesach, you should learn the halachos of Pesach 30 days in advance. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer shtei shavasos. Rav Shimon Gamliel says only 2 weeks. So don't see Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't require a 30-day period to prepare for something. You only need a two-week period. So says Gemara Na, Filu Tem Rav Shimon Gamliel. We could even say that we're assuming like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Kivan Dav Mar B'Chamish Asar Bo Shulchanot Yoshim B'Medina. But since already on the 15th day of Adar, the money changers are available and they're out and they're ready to change your money so you can get the proper change for a half shekel. U'B'Chavhei Yoshim B'Migdash. And already by the 25th day of Adar, they're sitting by the Beis HaMigdash. Mishum Shulchanos Kadmin V'Karinan. So because the money changes were around, we figured we might as well start alerting people to the idea that they could bring the Machzis HaShekel, that it's a good time to bring the Machzis HaShekel. Says Mar, my Parsha Shkalim. What is the Parsha Shkalim? Rav Amar, Rav says what we lane is Tzavis Bnei Yisrael v'matal emes kor b'ni lachmi. We lane that part of the Torah that starts with Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, meaning Bamidbar Perichav Ches, Psukim Aleph through Ches. Shmuel Amar Kisisa. Shmuel says, no, we learn from Parshas Kisisa. It's the whole thing in the whole Parshas column is in Parshas Kisisa in Shmos Perek Lamed, which happens to be the Parsha of the week when I'm recording this year. So it's a good daf coincidence. So Bishlam the Man Yamar Kisisa. I understand if you say that it's Kisisa. Hainu Dekarila Parshas Shkalim. That's why you would call it Parshas Shkalim. The Chsivba Shkalim. Because it actually mentions Shkalim in the Parsha. El Mandiyar was coming in Lachmi, but the one that holds that it's Bamidbar Chavches that we read, Midi Shkalim, Ksivi Asam, why would that be called Parsha Shkalim? We don't even mention Shkalim there. Says Mar in, we do. Taima Mai Kid Rabbi Tavi. That should be the Parsha Shkalim. And the reason that, what's the reason that we give a Machsa Shekel in Adar? It's because of what Rav Tavi says, that he connects the Machsa Shekel to Karbanos Tzibur. So when we talk about the Karbanos Tzibur, it's the right thing to talk about because that connects to the Machsa Shekel. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Bishlam Luman Yemer Tzavis Bnei Yisrael. I understand very well if you're going to say that what we read is Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Mishum Dechsivi Karbanos Hasan. At least over there it talks about Karbanos, Kedra Vitavi, like Rav Tavi taught. Alman Yemer Kisisa. But if you say that what we're supposed to read is Parshas Kisisa, Karbanos Miksivi, does the same thing about Karbanos and Parshas Kisisa? Shkalim Ladanim Ksivi. Even the Shkalim that we collect in Parshas Kisisa aren't for Karbanos. The Shkalim that we're collecting in Parshas Kisisa are the Shkalim that they would use for the Adanim in the Mishkan. It had nothing to do with Karbanos. So the Gemara defends that opinion and says, no, because the Tanya Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef taught, Shalosh Trumosein. There are three times where we separate a machza shekel. Shel mizbeach la mizbeach, we contribute a machza shekel for karbanos that go on the mizbeach. Vishal adanim la adanim, and we give another time for the adanim. Vishal bedek abayis, the bedek abayis, and also another machza shekel goes to pay the bills in maintaining the mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash. So bishlam. Now another raya we're going to try to bring. I think this is our third raya again. Simple machlokas. Which parsha do we read for parsha shekel? The Gemara keeps pounding away with proof after proof to try to figure out who's correct. If you say that it's Kisisa, so I see that this Rosh Chodesh Adar, is different than every other Rosh Chodesh. El Ma'adim Ritzav is Karbani, Maishna. But if you hold that it's Tzav, it's Bamidbar Chavches, isn't that what we read every Rosh Chodesh? So why is this any different than any other Rosh Chodesh? Says Marashani, it is different. Because on Rosh Chodesh, on a Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, you would lay in six regular aliyos, v'chad bid Rosh Chodesh, and only one Rosh Chodesh aliyah. V'ilu ha'idna, kulu bid Rosh Chodesh. But if on Rosh Chodesh Adar, if it falls out on Shabbos, the entire Kriyas HaTorah is all about the Rosh Chodesh laning, and we ignore the regular laning. So Gemara says, Hanich l'man yamel say the Parshios l'chozer. That works very well if you assume that after we read the Dal Parshios, we go back to the regular reading of the Parshios that we normally would, the regular schedule. El l'man yamar l'seder haftaros l'chozer. But if you say that we would only go back to the regular seder of the haftarah, u'parshas l'diyama karinan, but we do read the regular parsha on all of the Dal Parshios Shabbosos. We don't stop the regular Kriyas HaTorah. We just stop the Haftarahs and we read different Haftarahs, but the regular parsha, absolutely we read. Then Maishna, then what's the difference between Rosh Chodesh Adar and every other Rosh Chodesh? We're reading the same regular Torah reading, and then we're reading the same special maftir in honor of Rosh Chodesh. So Shani says, no, it is very different. Big difference is, on a normal Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we read six aliyos from the regular parsha of that week, and then one from Rosh Chodesh. When it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, on Shabbos, we would read three aliyos from the regular parsha of the week, and four aliyos from Rosh Chodesh. So Meisve, the Gemara says, is that really true? Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalios B'Shabbos Korban Parsha Shkalim Umaftirin B'Yoyada HaKohen. We lay in Parsha Shkalim and we say the Haftarah of Yoyada HaKohen. So Bishlam L'man Yamar Kisisa Hainin D'Maftirin B'Yoyada HaKohen. If what Parsha Shkalim means is we read Kisisa, so I understand why we're doing the Haftarah of Yoyada HaKohen. Did Damilei, because it's very similar, it talks about when you count Tichsiv Kesev Nafsho Serko, says the money of the value of the people. So that's obviously referring to a machsa shekel that's being counted. El man yamar is karbani lachmi, but if you say that it says karbani lachmi, that's what makes a parsha shkalim. Me dummy, why would we be reading about Yoyada HaKohen? There's nothing about Yoyada HaKohen that's even similar to the karbani lachmi parsha. Says Maradami, yes, there is. Kid Rabbi Tavi, like Rabbi Tavi taught us, that Tzavis B'nai Yisrael teaches us about the requirement of giving a machzah shekel, because that's the parsha that talks about Korbanos HaTzibur, and Korbanos HaTzibur come from the machzah shekel. So Meisve the Gemara again tries to question this. Chalios b'parshas Mukhla, if the day that we were supposed to read Shkalim, Rosh Chodesh Adar, falls on a Shabbos whose regular Kriyas HaTorah is close, very close by to the Parsha Shkalim, Bein Milafneh, Bein Milachreh, whether it's just before or whether it's just after, so Koronos Avikofnosa, then they would read the Shkalim part first on the first Shabbos, and then read it again the next Shabbos. Meaning, if Parsha Kisis is the Shabbos before Parsha Shkalim, so you read it before Parsha Shkalim, because that's the Parsha of the week, and then you read it the next week as Parsha Shkalim. So Gemara says, well, that only makes sense if it's Kisisa. Sometimes Kisisa is going to work out that time of year of Parsha Shkalim, like it does this year. But if you hold that the Parsha that we're reading is Tzavas Karbani, we're nowhere near reading Bamidbar at that time of the year. Would that ever happen that it comes right around on the heels of Parsha Shkalim? Says Mara, in. Yeah, sure it can. You were thinking when we asked the question about our minhag, how we finish the entire Torah every year. So yeah, around February and March, we're always in Shemos, we're not in Bamidbar. But in Eretz Yisrael, they finish the Torah only once every 3 years, so it could very well be that they'll be in Bamidbar at that time of the year. Okay, a couple of main points, falling behind over here. Main point number one, a machlokas, what is Parsha Shkalim? Karbanos come from the new Shkalim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They would give Shkalim for the Adonim in the Mishkan, and for Bedek HaBayis, in addition to the ones that they gave for the Mizbeach. Main point number two, Machlokas, whether we learn about Yontif 30 days in advance or 2 weeks in advance, our Mishnah could be going like either opinion. Our Mishnah could be going like either opinion. The opinion that says 30 days fits perfectly with our Mishnah, because we do about the Shkalim 30 days in advance, and even the opinion that says 2 weeks could fit with our Mishnah, because maybe the Shkalim we do 30 days in advance only because of the money changers. Okay, further in the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel v'Braisa, just like Shmuel, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalias b'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Koron Kisisa, Naftirim b'Yo Yada Kohen. So it says, we read Kisisa, so you see, that's Parsha Shkalim, and Naftar is Yo Yada Kohen. So we see that Parsha Shkalim is from Kisisa, that's how we paskin. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchas. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchas says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalias b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Motziin Shalosh Torahs v'Koron Ben. We have to take out three Sifrei Torah. Echad b'Inyano Shel Yom, one for the regular Kriyas Torah. Ve'echad b'Shal Rosh Chodesh, one for the Rosh Chodesh Kriya. Ve'echad b'Kisisa, and one for Parsha Shkalim. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shchalias b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, Motziin Shalosh Torahs v'Koron Ben. Again, we take out three Sifrei Torah and read from them. Echad b'Inyano Shel Yom, one for that Shabbos is laning. Ve'echad b'Rosh Chodesh, one for Rosh Chodesh, ve'echad b'Chanukah, and one for Chanukah. Utsricha, we need to be told both of these cases, both about Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh Teves that falls on Shabbos, that we take three Sifrei Torah by each. Diit mar baha, because if it only would have told me about Rosh Chodesh Teves, I would say baha kam Rabbi Yitzchak, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says, take out three Sifrei Torah, aval baha karav sirulei. But maybe when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, he would hold like Rab, damar parsha shkalim es karmini lachmi, that the parsha shkalim is actually es karmini lachmi, and therefore it's the same reading as the Rosh Chodesh reading, so b'shtei Torah Sagi, you would only need two toros. So Kamash Malan, that's why he wants to tell me a chiddish that Parsha Shkalim is from Parsha's Kisisa. Okay, so just tell me about Rosh Chodesh Adar. You don't have to tell me about Rosh Chodesh Teves. So says Marachad Mekal Chavir to Itma. You're right. He only really said the din about Rosh Chodesh Adar, and we just pointed out that from what he says about taking out three Sifrei Torah when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we could figure out on our own that when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos, we would also take out three Sifrei Torah. But Erechinami, he never actually said that explicitly. Main point number three, we take out three Sifrei Torah when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos and when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos. Itmar Rosh Chodesh Teves Chodes Bechol, if Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on a weekday, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Karut Vasa Rosh Chodesh, three people lane three people get aliyos, we do three aliyos from Rosh Chodesh laning, v'chad b'chanukah, and one for Chanukah laning. Rav Dimi d'min Chifa amar karut fasa b'chanukah v'chad b'Rosh Chodesh, says, no, it's the opposite. Three aliyos in Chanukah laning and one in Rosh Chodesh laning. Amar Rabbi Mani, kavasid Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha mistavr, it's most mistavr to say like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, t'tadir v'sheino tadir kodem, when even option you gotta do one thing before the other, you always do that which comes more commonly first, probably the most important concept in the entire Masechta. Tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. It's a concept in all of Shas, that when you have two things to do, that which comes more frequently comes first. Amar Rabbi Yavin, kavasid Rav Dimi mistavra, it's more logical to follow Rav Dimi, mi garm l'Rav Yishayava, because what causes the fourth aliyah to have to be read, meaning it's not Chanukah, and Chanukah we normally only read three aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh that gets four aliyahs. Hilkach Raviv, Rosh Chodesh by Mikri, so it's most appropriate that that fourth aliyah should be a Rosh Chodesh aliyah. It shouldn't be a Chanukah aliyah. So my Havila, what are we passing at the end of the day? Rav Yosef Amar Ein Mashkichin Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yosef says, we don't have to worry about Rosh Chodesh. The main reading is Chanukah, so we should read Chanukah first. Rosh Chodesh will be the last aliyah. Rabba Amar Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah. Rabba says, I'm not so worried about Chanukah. I think that Rosh Chodesh is the primary thing, and therefore the last one should be the Chanukah aliyah. The halacha is we're not so concerned about Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh is the main thing that we are concerned about. So that's what we do. So we read four people together, and that the main one is the Rosh Chodesh. Itmar, actually we'll start with Itmar, God willing, tomorrow. Let's just do the last main point here. Main point four is Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on a weekday. Some say you read the first three aliyos from Rosh Chodesh Leining because it's Tadir. Others say the first three aliyos from Chanukah Leining because the fourth one is read on account of Rosh Chodesh, so it should be Rosh Chodesh. That's the Machlokas. Okay, we'll stop there.